Track 11, Illusions to Avoid Responsibility. In the last track, we discussed ways to help a battered woman reevaluate the amount of time she spends worrying about the abuse. In this track, we will look at 5 illusions battered women hold about themselves and how these illusions contribute to their feelings of failure and avoidance of daily life. Have you found, like I, that illusions or client myths have particularly harmful effects on battered women? A common illusion often held by battered women is revealed in the Women's Rural Advocacy Program. This advocacy program states that more than 50% of battered women stay with their batterer because they do not feel that they can support themselves and their children alone. Even though income does decrease and finances are a legitimate concern, women can and do leave abusive relationships with children and do not end up on the streets, as you know. Perhaps you need to reinforce this point with your client in the next session. Andrea, a 29-year-old librarian who had been with her husband Elijah for 7 years, reflects this common illusion. During our first session, Andrea was very upset and told me, "Whenever I think the relationship isn't going to make it, I get stopped cold when I try to imagine what I'm going to do next. I see a big courtroom and my husband and his attorney pointing their fingers at me, accusing me of neglecting my children. Or else, in my mind, I would hear my Aunt Bessie telling me I was giving up the best thing I would have ever gotten. Sometimes I would see my minister's disapproving eye, or I'd hear Elijah's voice on the phone threatening to slit my wrist. Or I would imagine the inside of the welfare office with my kids crying, 'Mommy, take me home.'" Like many battered women, Andrea saw very few options for herself because of the illusions of the self she maintained. I have found that there are 5 main types of illusions that many battered women possess regarding themselves. As you listen to these 5, reflect on your Andrea and see if any of these illusions apply. Illusion number 1, detachment. I have found that many battered women, such as Andrea, believe that they are very detached from feelings and emotions. They present themselves in an almost childlike manner and pretend that they do not need anyone to care for them. In reality, they desire more people to care for and about their situation. Illusion number 2, dependency. On the other hand, as you know, many battered women believe that they are entirely dependent on the help of others in order to make it through life. Just like Andrea, who was college educated and a librarian, she felt she would be completely without esteem once she left the relationship, even though she has the ability to lead a successful life without her battering partner, Elijah. Illusion number 3, perfect sex. As you know, culture provides us with images every day of people living the perfect marital life with perfect love and sex. I find that often battered women expect to find the same perfection with their own partners. The disappointment from the shattering of their illusion often destroys the joy of sex and love because of the gap between the illusion and the reality. Illusion number 4, inadequacy. As you are aware, many battered women feel that what they do is never good enough. Illusion number 5, perfect independence. Battered women often come to resent their batterer and create the illusion that they are perfectly independent of this abuse and not affected by the abuser. But in fact, they are not independent of his abuse at all, as you are aware. Now that we've discussed the 5 illusions of detachment, dependency, perfect sex, inadequacy, and perfect independence that battered women hold about themselves, let's explore in more detail how these illusions become contradictory and especially dangerous to the battered woman. I have found that many battered women will combine a number of illusions regarding themselves. Battered women may also struggle when these illusions and unconscious needs do not correspond. Both can cause conflicts, anxiety, and confusion for the battered woman. The illusions may also weaken reality or even increase the tendency towards self-hate the battered woman holds for herself. she may block inner growth and deflect energy from other activities. Some of these illusions contradict each other, such as the illusion of perfect independence and the illusion of dependence. Here's an example. Kathy, age 52, has several contradictory illusions about herself. Kathy's husband, Dan, has sent her to the hospital twice. The most recent visit was caused by a broken rib. Kathy stated, "I did everything a good wife was supposed to do. I refused Dan nothing, but I finally saw that it didn't matter what I did. I was just an object there for Dan to beat up on. Whatever went wrong for him during the day, he came home and dumped on me. I was kind of like the garbage can. One day, Dan came home and kicked my son's dog just because he was there, and I thought that was the way he treats me. But I wouldn't let him get to me anymore. He can do whatever he wants. It won't bother me, at least not emotionally." As you can see, Kathy held the illusion of detachment, believing that she was emotionally separate from Dan and that his beatings could only harm her physically. However, this is a conscious illusion that Kathy holds. Unconsciously, as you know, Kathy needs to be validated by everyone and, most importantly, by Dan. As you are aware, completely inconsistent views may be held by the conscious and unconscious mind. Thus, Kathy's illusion of detachment and her unconscious need did not correspond. I told Kathy, the unconscious level does not require consistent logical or rational thinking. Consistency, logic, and rationality exist on the conscious level because of your conscious mind's need for logic. Do you see how the contradictory nature of these illusions create a great deal of confusion and frustration for you? Now that I've outlined the main illusions battered women maintain about themselves of detachment, dependency, perfect sex, inadequacy, and independence, let's look at ways to help your battered client uncover these illusions that she holds, and we'll discuss this on the next track. Question 11. What are 5 illusions or myths many battered women need to hold in order to avoid facing deeper issues, such as getting a job outside of the home?